Here's a thought I'll title From the Overlook. And the overlook I'm specifically going to refer to in this Here's a Thought is Wawona Point in Yosemite, which I'm assuming many, many of you are familiar with. And if you're not familiar, if you've never been to Wawona Point, looking up the Yosemite Valley, you probably know that famous image by Ansel Adams entitled Clearing Winter Storm that was made from Wawona Point. And with that as reference, here's the thought I had today. I remember in the mid-1980s, I was at Wawona Point, along with some other members of a workshop group that I was attending, and a number of them had large format cameras, 4x5, 8x10. We were all sitting at Wawona Point making that picture up the valley. And I had my little 2.25, 3.25 monorail view camera, which I knew would not make as good an image as the 4x5 and 8x10 cameras that my fellow workshop attendees were using. And that was just a given based on the size of the negative. Then up came a tourist who jumped out of the car, had their 35mm camera, maybe a Canon AE-1 or something like that. So a nice camera, but a 35mm camera. They jumped out of the car, snapped a quick picture, handheld, jumped back in the car and drove off. And I sort of, along with all my other fellow workshop students, snickered just a little bit. A sense of superiority, I guess, on our part, because we knew that our pictures would be better than their pictures simply because their equipment wasn't as good as ours. Well, that got me thinking about Ansel Adams making that image in 1937 of Clearing Winter Storm. There may have been someone jumped out of the car with an Argus C3, snapped a picture right next to Ansel Adams, and thought they had an interesting photograph. But of course, when compared to Ansel Adams, you know, the Argus C3 35mm camera result would be far inferior. That's just the way it was for at least most of my photographic life. But fast forward to today. I had a somewhat similar experience. I was at an overlook point with my yippee-skippy digital camera that I've spent thousands of dollars on lenses and cameras and technique and equipment and Photoshop and all the rest of it that allows me to make a high-quality image. And next to me was someone with their iPhone. In a previous generation, I would have scoffed at that and thought, oh yeah, my picture's going to be way better than theirs. They just don't know it. But I don't think that's true anymore. There were also some people at the Overlook that had pretty nice-looking cameras, modern digital cameras, and a fairly long lens. And it occurred to me that probably all of them, or at least almost all of them, would end up with a very lovely photograph. Maybe as good as, maybe better than mine with all of my skill and care and years of photography. The light was beautiful, the view from the Overlook was breathtaking, and their cameras were quite capable. Even the person that was there making a photograph with their iPad. I found myself thinking that there's no guarantee that with all my experience and all my training and all my years in photography and my high-quality, top-of-the-line camera equipment, there's no guarantee that my image will be any better than anybody else's, at least not from a technological point of view. And that's when it occurred to me how much photography has changed in the last 50 years. Technology is just not much of a separator between beginners with a camera and experienced advanced users. What counts now is a sense of aesthetic awareness, sensitivity to what's possible, the core of art, as it were, the differentiator between a great photograph and a not great photograph is rarely quality of the equipment or techniques anymore. Things have completely changed to where photography has almost become equipment agnostic, which means that in order to make a better photograph, we'd better spend our time thinking about things other than the equipment, other than the technique, other than the quality of the gear we happen to have, and that there are aesthetic and artistic considerations that now are almost 100% of the differentiation between a good photograph and one that is mediocre. And I couldn't help but feel that if I were to pull up to Wawona Point and use my very best camera and lens and technique today, the person that jumps out of the car and makes a snapshot with their phone is probably going to get an image that's maybe indistinguishable from mine with all the care that I put into it. I think this is marvelous, because what it challenges you and I as serious photographers, I guess, it challenges us to consider issues of artistic integrity and aesthetic presentation rather than merely f-stops and shutter speeds and the size of our film or sensors.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.